refined it and granulated it. This is why LSU is one of the foremost sugar chemistry studies in the world.
Was this when it was downtown, or?
No, this was at its present location. It's right, well, the old tracks, when you're going out on the south side of the stadium, the railroad tracks, that was a track that came into the LSU Sugar House. That building right on the corner with the smokestack by the power station was the old sugar mill.
Did you go to school there?
Yes. I can remember the LSU Tulane football games where when they played in Tiger Stadium, it was still just a horseshoe before they closed in the south end. The train would park on that track right alongside, and people from New Orleans would ride the train. In fact, after the wife and I were married, we had some very good friends in New Orleans. We went down one Friday before the LSU Tulane football game. We were playing in Baton Rouge that weekend. And we ended up with tickets to the game and rode the train from New Orleans into Baton Rouge to go to the game. And believe it or not, we had less distance to walk than if we'd have gone by car and had to park it.
Now, what's the ground like around here? Was it different? Have they done a lot of different things with the land since when you were younger? Or? In the parish? Or?
Well, yes. This was a field. It was a farm area. Mm-hmm. When I bought this lot to build the house, it was, you could still see the rows. Now, Goodwood, we're part of Goodwood here. It's one of the older sections of Baton Rouge. I said I was born out here.
Yes, sir.
But it is one of the old, it was a country living, country estates. In fact, over in the older section of Goodwood, the lots are tremendous, 150 by 200. Because it was more of a country estate type living. Baton Rouge hasn't really gotten houses piled as far as 50-foot lots and 30-foot lots. New Orleans, you got so many 25 and 30-foot lots. Baton Rouge has never gotten into that. We have, and other than the old Spanish town and the older downtown sections of Baton Rouge, the average house is on more ground than you say you find in New Orleans or Atlanta, Birmingham. But you don't find very much farming around here. I can remember out below LSU, down towards St. Gabriel and St. Gabriel was a lot of truck farmers that grew seasonal crops and brought them into Baton Rouge and sold them. Or bring them to a co-op that was hauling down to the French Market in New Orleans to sell. Right now where the municipal building is sitting was the old marketplace of Baton Rouge. I can remember as a child where all the produce and everything was put on display. And the war came along and it was shut down. They closed it in, and that was the formation of the Baton Rouge Recreation and Parks Commission, because they used to have dances there on Fridays and Saturdays.
Tell me about that. Were there things that y'all could go, places you could go at night, or?
Well, at City Park, they've rebuilt the building. Of course, they had the City Park swimming pool. In Roseland Terrace, I was right near that, too. I was raised around City Park.
And you went there and?
There was a skating rink. No, first of all, farther back as I can remember, it was a big round building, and it was an inside merry-go-round.